I made myself a two-digit thermometer with a red ELD515SURWA7-segment display, soldered out of a Eurostir 1100E thermostat and a DS18B20 sensor. The electronics fit on a 2x2x3x7x2, cut out of a 6x17 mesh universal board. The housing is a white 2RJ11 6P4C surface-mounted telephone socket. Power supply from a 5V 120 milliamp switching power supply. Schedule firmware. The brain of the chip is the AT89C2051. The program and assembler takes 410 bytes. I attach the source and hex. The thermometer can show a temperature from -9 to +99 degrees Celsius. I use the smallest resolution of the measurement, i.e. 9 bits, and show only the integer part of the result. By using 3 wires, i.e. supplying power via a separate wire rather than parasitically, you can ask the sensor if it has finished measuring. When this happens, the program reads scratchpad, checks the CRC, and updates the value on the display. Multiplexing takes place in a timer interrupt at 1302 Hz. During the time-critical operations of receiving and sending a bit on the one-wire bus, the interrupts are blocked, up to half a millisecond during one-wire resets. I did not notice with the naked eye the effect of such multiplexing hang-up on the brightness of the display. No sensor E1. The sensor reported completion of temperature measurement immediately after measurement order. E2. The sensor failed to report completion of temperature measurement in a timely manner. E3. CRC error. Data received from scratchpad sensor. Temperature equals -10 degrees Celsius. 90C64 CDC FDA. Temperature equals +100 degrees Celsius. The sensor here measures the temperature of the hot water at the outlet of the cooker. I cleaned a piece of tubing with sandpaper and on a drop of thermally conductive paste, applied the sensor with the inscription side to the tubing, stuck it on with silver repair tape, and then wrapped it with a couple of layers of sponge. It seems that despite these treatments, the thermometer nevertheless underestimates the water temperature by about 2 to 3 degrees.